each of these works is really different. So my first novel for me was validation of myself and my learning a craft. So I was not formally trained in creative writing. I was trained in biology, and I learned creative writing post that along the way. Although I think that my training in science really helped me to become a good writer, because I learned how to read really carefully, and I also learned how to work without knowing what the answer would be. So you're writing a novel, and my experience is I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know if I'm going to end up with anything of worth at the end. And that's very much like doing a science experiment. You don't always know if it's going to work out. In fact, if you know the answer, you wouldn't be doing the experiment. So for me, the first novel really was this sense of, oh, I had taught myself another craft, another set of tools, another way of looking at the world, and then I produced a piece of work that was worthy of publication, and I could then call myself a writer. The second novel is really gratifying for different reasons. I think that the question of whether I was a writer or not had fallen away, but I was trying to do something different in this novel. It's a book that really is a character study, and I'm trying to ask important questions about humanity, and it took me a lot longer to figure out what the plotting was and how those characters would grow into the novel and what their lives would be. But there's always a sense of, well, maybe it was just one time that I'll have a book published. And, you know, the world of publication, particularly in literary fiction, is so difficult. And so, yeah, one never knows. And so the second novel, I think, is it's a more sophisticated piece of work. I've grown as a writer, and I'm very pleased with it. Although, you know, it took double the amount of time as my first novel.